Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, a little Doraville from our good friends, from our great band, the Atlanta Rhythm Section, in honor of our good friend, Dr. Gene Greisman, who's in Atlanta. And Gene, you know where Doraville is, don't you?
Indeed.
Welcome back, Gene. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Doraville used to be a suburb. Now it's been basically run over by Atlanta. And I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest. He's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, also Time Tactics of Very Successful People, also Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, also Lincoln and Obama. You get the picture. This man is very prolific. Mr. Lincoln, no, presidentlincoln.com, right?
It's presidentlincoln.com. That's right.
So they can find all your books. They can find your newsletter there and all the things that he does. They can find out about all your Lincoln portrayal opportunities that people can take advantage of. So check that out, folks. Gene, you got a new book coming out on
Great Coaches.
Great Coaches. What is something that you've seen in your research where great coaches compared to Lincoln?
There's a parallel between what great coaches do and what Lincoln did, and that is one of the things a great coach has to teach players to do is how to handle a loss. And one of the books that I have been reading, just finished actually, is about Bobby Bowden, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, a longtime famous coach at Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story. I can tell it pretty quickly. In 1991, Florida State began the season ranked number one in the nation. As the season came to an end, they were scheduled to play Miami, which was ranked number two in the nation. So the game was being billed as the game of the century. Long story short, Florida State lost the game by 1 point. 2 weeks later, they played arch rival Florida and lost that game. So here they are with all of their hopes dashed and very painful. So the next week, Bobby Bowden has to speak to the Boosters Club, speak to the fans. So he tells his story. He says that after these two devastating losses, I heard about a mother talking to her son, And her son said he's going to quit the team. And she said, "Son, why are you quitting the team?" He said, "Well, they talk about me. They make fun of me. They make me do things I don't want to do. Give me one reason why I should stay with the team." She said, "There are two reasons. One, you're 40 years old. And the second is you're head coach." I love that story.
That sounds like something Lincoln would say, doesn't it?
That is exactly right. And the reason by the way, folks,
The Words Lincoln Lived By is full of those kinds of stories that this book that Gene wrote. Go ahead, Gene.
the parallel is this. Lincoln, one, not only had a number of devastating setbacks and defeats, but two, he had to battle severe bouts of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned that telling jokes and hearing jokes helped him get through losses and pain and depression. On one occasion, after a terrible report had come in of a devastating loss when he was president, he came in and started a cabinet meeting by reading a funny story. And one of the cabinet officers said, "Mr. President, how can you laugh on a day like today?" Lincoln looked up and said to him, "Sir, I laugh to keep from crying."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the point.
Yeah.
When you have loss, humor can help you get through it. And Lincoln did that.
I have had times in my career when something completely blindsided me. I mean, I was expecting to get an order and I lost it, or something happened. And it's been weird how often it has caused me just to laugh.
Yes.
To say, you know, what else can happen? Just laugh about it, you know. But you know, the other thing that you said a word a minute ago that I want to come back to, and you know, this is not necessarily about losing, but it's something that Lincoln did well, and that Bobby Bowden did in his story. You know, we call them jokes, but what they really are stories.
Yeah.
People, my column, by the way, folks, get prepared. My column this week is on storytelling, and so it'll be out this weekend. And Gene, storytelling is more primordial than writing. More primordial than the marketplace. You know, we were telling stories. It's the reason why our species survived is because we were able to speak and tell stories. And people love to tell stories almost as much as they love to hear stories, don't they?
They really do. And stories, again, you know, going back to what we said earlier, it's the memory of survival. Mm-hmm. Often those stories are about survival experiences, what you did and how you dealt with it.
That's right. Yeah. I did that after the financial crisis of 2008. I could tell my employees were jumpy. They were a little concerned about what was our future. And I sat down and I said, look, this is my seventh recession that we're in. I don't know what's going to happen, but here's what happened in the last seven, and I'm still here. And so I told them that story, and it settled them down. They were happy ever after that.
By the way, do I have time to give you another similarity between Bobby Bowden and President Lincoln?
Actually, no, unfortunately. I apologize because I got a hard break coming up. Next time, though, because we got more of this to talk about. Because you're gonna continue to serialize this book on our show, right, Gene?
Oh, I will do that.
And launch it, and then you'll launch it on the show, right, when it comes out.
I'll do it.
We expect that. Thanks, Gene, for being here. PresidentLincoln.com, ladies and gentlemen. Please check out Gene's website. Dr. Gene Greisman will be back another day. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, by the way. And we'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.